the need to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance.
The singing voice you're listening to belongs to prolific and versatile local singer and composer Matthew Quick, whose latest CD, My Romance, was produced by jazz maestro Jeremy Montero. A trained singer, Matthew was crowned the first MOE Idol in 2004, and in February 2008, he won the first prize in the open category of the AA, that's the Automobile Association SingFest competition, this among other titles. Matthew is also a seasoned and engaging stage performer, having sung at several solo concerts. Matthew was also asked to present a solo item, Reach Out for the Skies, for the National Day Observance Ceremony in August 2005. Together with his sister Dorcas, he produced four albums featuring mainly favorites from the musicals. His later CD, My Romance, though, is made up mainly of classic jazz standards produced by internationally renowned jazz artist Jeremy Montero. And Matthew joins us now in the studio. Matthew, what has been the response like to your later CD?
The response so far has been very encouraging. There have been many, of course, my friends and supporters have been always been there to support me all this while. But at the same time, many people who have known about it through Jeremy, as well as through other means, have been contacting me by themselves, either through email, through phone calls, and the response so far has been nothing short of encouraging. And I'm pleasantly surprised, because when I took this other project, It was more due to because I was interested and passionate about music. I never expected the response to be so overwhelming. So in that sense, I'm very grateful for it.
And you have a particular fondness for musical theatre. Your first four albums were heavy on musical numbers. So why did you decide to focus more on jazz standards on this later CD?
Well, actually, the idea came about because I first gave my demo to Mr. Jeremy Montero, or Professor Jeremy Montero, and he heard it and he said, it's possible to actually have a fusion of musical theatre and jazz, because most of the famous jazz numbers were actually performed in the musical theatre Broadway stage. So they said, why don't we have a jazz take on Broadway songs, to have a synthesis of both in that sense. So that's how Professor Jeremy Montero came up with the idea, and we actually continued to discuss this idea. And after about a few weeks, we decided to come up with this concept of fusing it together. So you'll notice most of the songs in the albums actually come from musicals like My Fair Lady, and also other kinds of very famous musical theatre songs are repackaged in a jazz format.
I see. And what's the difference between singing a musical number, you know, from theatre and a jazz standard?
I suppose from a performance viewpoint, when you sing a musical theatre song, you have to imagine that you're on in a very big stage. Just for example, like in an Esplanade concert hall or theatre, where you have to project yourself and appear larger than life. Whereas for jazz, you have to actually appear more personal and more intimate, where as though you're speaking to one person. And so in these songs, I was asked also to modify my style so that I was able to connect more with the audience on a more personal basis. So the songs we chose are very sentimental in value, and they were mostly love songs that resonated with people I know, especially my fiancé. Since we're getting married towards the end of the year, this song was dedicated to her and also to my loved ones, my family members who've been there for me all this while.
Jeremy Montero, who produced the album, he's probably Singapore's most prominent jazz musician at the moment. How did he come to produce the CD?
At first, I never dreamed it was possible to even collaborate with someone so illustrious as Jeremy Montero. It so happened that he chanced upon my demo. I managed to send it to him. He listened to it, and he listened to the past four albums I produced. And then after that, he sent a message saying that I'm open to collaboration and to come up with a project. So when I heard that, then all the doors opened ever since then. So it was quite a very unexpected thing. It only happened, say, around November last year. Within about 2 to 3 months, we produced the album, got the album design, and in about total about 4 months, the entire project was more or less completed. So this project has been quite miraculous in terms of the speed and rapidity in which we managed to complete the project. But it was so smooth because we went to the studio. We only took about 4 sessions to record everything. 2 sessions for the background vocals with the instrumentation. The other 2 sessions were just pure singing vocals. And it was as good as singing a live performance because there were no repeated takes. For most recording, the artist will record one line after another, they'll copy and paste it and put it together like a jigsaw puzzle. For us, we did it like a live performance, and it's almost as good as having it in a live theater or a live concert hall. So it was quite an interesting experience singing together with all those professional musicians like Tamako, Jeremy Montero, Andrew Lim, Christy Smith. That I would consider that the jazz dream team of Singapore. Jeremy often performs with these very reliable and talented musicians. So they just performed 1 or 2 takes, and so did I. And it was a very challenging task to match up to their standards. But I'm glad for it. I think I grew a lot musically through this entire process.
Right. So what did you learn from Jeremy?
One thing about Jeremy I learned is the importance of not just being talented and proficient in your area of musical expertise. You also need to be always open and humble. And it's not just a mental acknowledgement that you have to be humble. You really have to live it out day by day on a daily basis. So when somebody points out something to you musically, are you open to change and modification? So Professor Montero, throughout the entire process, he came across as a person who's talented and yet very down-to-earth and very approachable and open. And people like him are very rare because they are so proficient and talented, and yet they can be so open and down to earth and so approachable. And I find people like him are a really rare breed, and I really respect him totally for that kind of value that he shows, and he shows it on a consistent basis.
What can you tell us about the recording sessions? Any interesting or amusing stories?
Amusing story. Okay, I suppose it won't call, I'm not sure you can call it this amusing. I had a very bad cough and cold during one of the recording sessions, and I thought I won't be able to survive the sessions. There was one session, was one song I was recording, I was so uptight about not getting the correct pitch and correct rhythm. And Jeremy, being very calm and very composed, said, "All right, we'll take a short break. And even if we can't complete in 4 sessions, okay, we can always find another way to deal with it." So that picture of tranquility and calmness was a total contrast to my being so panicky. And I could see that with this kind of attitude, he able to approach all aspects of life, not just music. And the interesting thing was that on the very last session, I was just recovering from cough. I thought I would never be able to finish it, but we recorded 8 songs in about 2-3 hours that day for the entire afternoon. For the first session, I was sick. We only did about 3 to 4 songs. I thought, oh, that's it. I can't finish the other songs. The last session, we did 8 songs. So it was quite miraculous. And I suppose it's funny seeing that when actually you're more uptight, you can't do much. But when you're more relaxed and you enter into the spirit of the music, you accomplish much more. So it's funny and ironic in a sense.
All right, wonderful.
Yeah.
And the incident with your illness and the voice brings me to my next question. Because, you know, Matthew, you're a regular performer at various concerts and events, and I imagine that it can be quite a strain on your vocal cords. Have you ever lost your voice or come close to losing your voice? And how was that experience like? Was it scary for you?
Very scary. I remember about 2-3 years ago, I was supposed to perform at Esplanade Concourse, and I was practicing about 2-3 hours before the performance, I actually lost my voice, and I thought that's it, I won't be able to perform. But the Esplanade staff said, "Don't worry, just go ahead and try it." So what I did was that I drank plenty of water, Monica honey, lemon, and so on. It didn't work, but somehow when I went up the station and sang, somehow the voice just came back. Miraculously just came back. So I was praying very hard, and I knew it was divine intervention in that sense. But I think having a good vocal technique will help to see you through the most trying situations. You can lose your voice in terms of the hoarseness can be there, but if you have a solid technique, it can see you through in terms of having the basic projection techniques and basic ability to project in spite of a difficult situation they might be in. So in this aspect, I've been trying to continually improve myself by seeking help from vocal teachers, reading up, and trying to develop my own particular technique that can work for me.
Matthew Quick's latest CD, My Romance, produced by Jeremy Montero, is out at all good music stores. Do check it out. Also, for more information, go to matthewanddorcas.com.
V is very, very extraordinary. Even more than anyone that you adore, and love is all that I can give to game for two. And make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
And now, the LTH